Now, you'll have heard in the programme already that Friends Reunited, which was once the hottest social media site in Britain, is to close. Kate Bevan is a technology journalist who writes for the Financial Times. Just remind people of a certain vintage what on earth Friends Reunited was back in the day.
Back in the day, it was when like the likes of me were young and interested in the internet. It was pretty much the first social media site, actually. It was a place that was set up where you could literally connect with friends you'd been at school with. That was its premise. And it did very well for a while, but then, of course, Facebook came along. And Facebook got very lucky because it came along at a time when broadband was becoming much more ubiquitous, so people were online all the time. I mean, I remember going online, checking Friends Reunited, picking up my email and coming off again. So it was much more asynchronous, whereas the social media we've got now is much more instant. It's much more of a conversation, a live stream, which Friends Reunited never was.
Did it try to change?
It did, but by then Facebook had come along and people were moving over to that in their droves. I think Facebook was lucky with its timing, but Facebook also, I think, got it right in a way that Friends Reunited didn't. I vaguely remember having to sort of join all sorts of things, and you could only connect with people you'd been at school with, so there wasn't that sort of possibility of connecting more broadly with people, which, of course, Twitter and Facebook gives us now.
And there was a time when, certainly according to press reports, Friends Reunited was famous for causing affairs and the breakdown in marriages.
Well, of course, those have always happened long before any technology came along. I mean, my point on this is always that the technology itself is neutral. It's what you do with it that can be the problem. But yes, I mean, there was a lot of fuss about that for a while.
I saw in The Guardian's write-up of this today that Mark Zuckerberg was 15 years old when Friends Reunited started.
It's quite scary, isn't it? I think I was in, actually it was 2000, so I was coming up for 40 then.
And here we are all these years later. It's been through several changes of ownership, and I think it went back to its original owners just latterly.
It did, because ITV bought it for, I think, $175 million, I've got scribbled on my hands, and then it sold it on to DTV.
I'm very low-tech. You have got numbers on your hand.
Well, I can't bring a laptop in, really. I suppose I could have done.
Yes, you could have done.
And then it went on to DC. They sold it on to DC Thompson for just $25 million, and then more recently the founders sort of took it back over for a while, but it just hasn't got the traction. It's just got left behind.
So not everything's a success going to ITV. I just wonder, people are speculating on social media today, but what if today's big social media sites may not be around in 10 or 15 years?
That's an interesting one. I think Facebook or some version of Facebook will be, simply because it's so enormous and it was the first one that really caught on, and therefore it really scooped everybody up. I mean, Facebook has something like 1.5 billion users, and it's very successful on mobile because it's finally cracked mobile. Twitter suffers a bit more. Twitter's only about a third of the size in users. It's only got 300 million odd users every day. So, and Twitter has got its problems, of course. Twitter's got the problems of abuse and trolling and, of course, its financial problems.
Well, we'll see who's right. Kate Bevan, in 15 years. Thank you.